Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry and WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you selections that I think are really extra special and also put in odd things, different things, a reading, a story, which I call Wombats. And I do have a wombat for the show today, and I'm looking forward to listening to it. So, the first song of the day is going to be First Unto This Country, folk music by Ian and Sylvia. They emerged during the what I think of as the folk music revolution, sort of the late 50s, 60s, and early 70s. All these different groups came in, Joan Baez, Ian and Sylvia, just on and on. You know, you couldn't throw a stick without hitting somebody. Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Kingston Trio, they all rode this folk music revolution. And this is one of the songs I remember very well. I loved that song. First Unto This Country by Ian and Sylvia.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted the fairy, then Bessie was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right? I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion both white-looking and gray. The sheriff's men had fought and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in, and they shaved off my head and then they peeled off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished in my old heart I'd never been a my coat of a color like acres of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fairy, then Nancy was her name.
You just heard First Unto This Country, sung by Ian and Sylvia. Next up is one of my all-time top 10 favorites ever, competing for the top, Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, in particular by Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks' voice in this I consider as good as any voice I've ever heard in terms of intonation and phrasing and emphasis and just emotion of content. So this is Landslide, which she wrote and then performed with the band Fleetwood Mac.
I took my love and took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow. covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my
Slide by Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. Next up is John Hartford playing the fiddle and singing to the Seacash, also known as Shiloh. John Hartford is my favorite fiddler. I have no problem acknowledging that. I just love the way he plays. This is a good example. He plays the notes, and that's of course what everybody does, but somehow he gives it his own little rhythm, his own little swing. And his voice, I think, is just perfect for this kind of music. So this is The Seacash by John Hartford.
Sack on my back, my rifle on my shoulder. I'm going away to Shiloh, and there I'll be a soldier. Thank you.
That was The Sikesh, played on the fiddle by John Hartford and sung by John Hartford. We're going to a big change of pace here, a paradigm shift. Next up is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. We started off with the folk music, first Into This Country, then we had Landslide, which is a beautiful thing, and then The Sikesh, and now we're going into some fairly hard rock. Although I think if it's having it's a wonderful, gentle thing, it's a powerful song. Anyway, there's a guitar solo in here that will haunt me as long as I live. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. It's a long song and has the longest introduction of anything I think I ever played on this show. Money for Nothing by Dire Straits.
What's that? Hawaiian noises? He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing, chicks for free. Money for nothing.
That was Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. Well, I told you that before the last song was a huge change of pace going into that kind of hard rock stuff, and now there's a big jump coming out. We're going over to Crooked Still, which is a bluegrass old-timey kind of group, and they're going to do Wading in Deep Waters. And they too have a long introduction. And I wondered why Dire Straits had such a long intro to the song and why Wading Deep Waters. I think they're trying to get us into a mood. They're trying to kind of brainwash us. In this case, Wading Deep Waters. And notice later on, when Hughes says the word, sings this word waters, she only has two syllables, two notes. But the banjo has established the fact that there are like six notes in the rhythm for that, you know. So watch what the banjo does underneath. The voice is nice and steady, long notes, but the banjo is working it around, and it does it during the introduction. So it gets my brain twisted into that pattern, then it rolls on with it. Wading Deep Waters by Crooked Still. By Crooked Still. Next up is Cups, also called When I'm Gone. It's from Pitch Perfect, and Anna Kendrick sings it. She's, if you ever see the YouTube video, go and look for Anna Kendrick and doing When I'm Gone. She's doing things with cups that gives it this strange rhythm, this clickety click 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 sound. But I just love the music. This is Cups by Anna Kendrick.
I got my ticket for the long way round, two bottle whiskey for the way, and I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, when I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair, you're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone, when I'm gone, when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you when I'm gone.
Kendrick. And next up is today's Wombat.
It's Wombat time.
This is a story, The Ghost Dog, as told by Sheila K. Adams. Sheila K. Adams is from Sodom, North Carolina. Well, that's what it was called when she grew up. It's near Cullowhee, not too far out west of Asheville. And she brings with her the tradition of her parents and generation and her grandparents' generation. Those wonderful stories and songs, one of my mentors and a friend. And this is her recitation of The Ghost Dog.
During the Great War, as it was called over home, there was a rebel soldier who got set upon by some Yankees and was killed way back up in the Gudger Tract. Traveling with him was a big white shepherd dog. The Yanks tried to catch it, even shot at it a few times, but the dog managed to get away. The Yanks buried the rebel there and moved on, but the dog stayed. For years, folks who passed back and forth through that area saw it there around the grave. Some folks tried to call the dog to them, but it would only sit watching, never straying too far from the graveside of its master. Some years later, the dog was found dead, lying right across the grave. Someone dug a hole and buried it beside the man it had guarded even after death. Then came stories from reliable folks about a great white dog that would trot along by your side for a ways as you walked or rode your horse along the path that wound around the ridge. The place became known as Rebel Ridge and is still called that today. George Bishop was one of those who swore he had seen the dog. George had a bit to drink and had laid out just about all night playing cards. He figured his wife was waiting up for him just so she could give him a good cussing, so he decided to take a shortcut up along Rebel Ridge. He came out on top of the ridge and started out along the path, picking his way by the light of a full moon. He said he wasn't even thinking about no dog, just the cussing he was in for, when all of a sudden, right there beside him, trotting along, was the biggest white dog he had ever seen. He said, "Get from here," and kicked at it, thinking to run it off. But much to his surprise, his foot went clear through it. He stopped dead in his tracks and took a good look at it. All of the hairs on the back of his neck stood straight up. He said later if he had had any hair on his head, it wouldn't have fit in a bushel basket, because what he saw almost scared him to death. The dog had glowing red eyes, and George could see the ground right through it. He decided right then that something unnatural was a-taking place, and he broke to run. He was a-picking 'em up and a-putting 'em down, and the dog stayed right with him. Much to his horror, the dog looked up and said, plain as any person might, "We are running now, ain't we?" This stunned George so bad that he stopped, clutching his breast, gasping for breath. The dog stopped, too, and sat looking up at him. "We are resting now, ain't we?" the dog asked. George started to run again with the dog loping along beside him. "We are running again, ain't we?" the dog asked. George is pretty much blind with fear by now, so it's no wonder that he didn't see the root across the path until his foot caught on it, sprawling him face down in the dirt. He pulled his coat up over his head and lay real still, expecting at any minute to feel the dog's teeth sink into his leg or his arm. After a few minutes, when his breathing and his heart slowed down, he dared a peek out from under his coat. Sure enough, there sat the dog, patiently watching him. "We are resting again, ain't we?" Well, George figured he had just about had enough of this. He looked the dog square in them old red eyes and said, "Yes, a God, we are. And when we're good and rested, then we're going to get up and run some damn more." George lived to tell his tale, and as far as I know, he never took the nigh way home across Rebel Ridge again.
That was The Ghost Dog. As told by Sheila K. Adams, one of my favorite professional singers and a friend, I will add. The next song is going to be The Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer was a mathematics professor at MIT and Harvard, and on the side he wrote these cute little songs and performed them, and he became relatively famous, became very well known for his music, much more well known for his music than for his math, and he didn't like that, so he quit performing and went back to teaching full time. And it's a sad thing, but fortunately he left behind really at least 100 or so wonderful songs. Crazy, silly, funny, and sometimes grotesque songs, as is this one. This is The Irish Ballad, written and performed by Tom Lehrer.
About a maid I'll sing a song, sing rickety-tickety-tin. About a maid I'll sing a song, who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety-tickety-tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety-tickety-tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin. Her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, olin, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones, and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. And when at last the police came by, rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
That was The Irish Ballad by Tom Lehrer. Next up is God Bless the Child, sung by Billie Holiday, one of the most famous singers of the 20th century. And I just got this song today. I read an article that said she is a unique singer and never sang the same song the same way twice, and said to listen for the word child in this particular recording and notice how it's a little different every time she sings it. So this is God Bless the Child, written by and performed by Billie Holiday.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
God bless the child.
Don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own. Yes, he's got his own.
Next up is Gentle on My Mind by Molly Tuttle. And banjo is Joe Newberry. This song was written by John Hartford, and he does a beautiful job with singing it. And Molly Tuttle does almost as good on the voice, but she's got a full group behind her, including Joe Newberry. Joe Newberry is a master banjo player. I met him when he was a young man, and he's now about my age, and just a wonderful banjo player. I went to a week at Swannanoa a few years ago, and Joe was there. And I just loved his banjo style, always have. So this is Gentle on My Mind with Molly Tuttle and Joe Newberry on banjo.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that drag upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory, keeps you ever gentle on my mind. Not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. Just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, gentle on my mind. She turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence. Tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn until I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, waving on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. Thank you.
That was Gentle on My Mind by Molly Tuttle with Joe Newberry on banjo. Next up is a swamp song. I said there should be a genre, I think, for swamp songs. This is called Keep Going, and it's by Bozu Baiju and Tony Joe.
Y'all ain't from around here, are you? Where you boys trying to get to? The swamp. All right. Stay on this road right here. You go down this road here. You go down a ways and you come up on. And you come to some crossroads. Keep going.
Yeah.
ain't from around here, are you?
That was Keep Going, featuring Tony Joe White and Buzu Baju. And next up is Slow Burn, one of my favorites, top 20 songs. T.G. Shepherd. And I want you to think, if you've ever been in a passionate relationship, what does this man, what is he talking about? What is this experience he had of a slow burn? Have you ever had anything like that?
Got that dark hair falling across her shoulders. There's not a man alive that wouldn't wanna hold her. And the way she moves, just the way she moves, that's enough to keep me on a slow burn. Keep me on a slow burn. In her high across her dance floor, she's more woman than I could ever ask for. Still there's something in her eyes, in those dark eyes, that's love, and it keeps me on a slow burn. Keeps me on a slow burn.
T.G. Shepherd. The next song is called Thank God for the Radio. I grew up without TV. I was in fourth or fifth grade when television began to come out in the public, and we didn't have one. At that point in our lives, the radio was a big deal. My mother listened to soap operas every day, and my sister and I would listen to the serials on Saturday morning. There was The Long Ranger and The Shadow and various other shows that we would listen to. And during the week, my family and I would listen to the radio some nights. It was something called the Arthur Godfrey Hour and other hours. So the radio was an important part of our lives, and especially on car trips. Today, the radio is not very important, except on car trips. So this one, Thank God for the Radio. I think of it so much. And as a disc jockey playing songs, I appreciate songs like this that talk about the importance of the radio sometimes. It used to be a lot more important a lot of the time, but even today, when you're on a car trip, the radio becomes pretty important. So this is the Kindles singing Thank God for the Radio.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me and you. There's a song that we first danced to, there's a song that played the night we met, there's a song we fell in love to, that's a song I'll never forget. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God for the radio playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me.
Thank God for the Radio by the Kindles. You've been listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And now it's time for audience participation. So please, please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.